We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hey, Superdome was on fire earlier today. The roof was on fire. We played as much of that song as we could possibly play. It's out now, and hopefully there's not too much damage there. But we've got video and pictures on our website at WWL.com. All right, Tuesday, I'm Scoot on the air. Ian Hoke, our senior studio producer in the other studio. Went to Counting Crows last night, and I was really, really impressed with the concert. And had a great conversation with Adam Duritz, lead singer, yesterday. Well, no, actually, we had the conversation with him when tickets first went on sale for that concert at the Sanger, and then replayed the conversation yesterday. I'm going to play back part of it in the next hour, because especially for those of you who were there, I want you to hear his words now that you've seen him and now that you've heard some of his music, because he really, in some ways, is a tortured soul, and that comes out in much of his music. But I loved the concert, and they loved being in New Orleans. He has a real love for the city of New Orleans. So we'll get into that a little bit later. And also, you know, I really liked the Counting Crows, which is why I went to the concert. But I left being a huge fan of the Counting Crows. So that's something else we're talking about this afternoon. Did you go to a concert and, you know, maybe you didn't know much about the artist, or maybe there was an opening act. Did you go to a concert and suddenly turn into a huge fan because of the concert? And I've also shared with you that happened with me a couple of years ago with Kid Rock. Yeah, Kid Rock's talented. I'm going to the Kid Rock concert, Smoothie King Center. This is all cool. But man, I was blown away, and I became a Kid Rock fan after that. So that's something else we could talk about. Now, we're having some phone technicality issues, some phone technical difficulties. And what you need to do, if you want to join us with your comment or opinion, you need to send us your email. Send us your phone number and name. Text it to us on the Oakland Heart Jewelers text line, 504-260-1870. If you want to express your comments or opinions, send us your name and phone number, and Ian has to call you, and that way we get you on the air. So we'll get to some more calls here in just a moment. Let's go to Ian Hoke with a couple of your text messages.
And if you want to help Ian Hoke with his vet bills, then you can also text your credit card information and Social Security and home address, and that way I will commit credit card fraud, and I'll be able to pay my bills.
You have vet bills?
Well, yeah. I got five cats.
Five cats, I guess. I guess shouldn't even have worried about that.
Some are quite old.
Yeah.
Expensive little buggers.
Yeah, you know, and people love their pets so much, you know, and you spend so much money on your pet. I know. I've been there, too.
It's okay. It's not overwhelming. I would be happy to be spending that money on whatever else in my life.
Yeah.
But hey, man, some, you know, princess pillow needs a new set of teeth. here's a text that says, fun fact, Adam Duritz dated both Jennifer Aniston and Courteney Cox.
Wow.
Wow.
At the same time?
The 90s were wild, man.
You know, here's what you do if you're dating more than one person.
Yes?
If you're dating more than one person at a time.
It's like campfire. Okay.
Buy them the same cologne.
Oh, yeah.
Because if a woman comes over and another woman's been over there, they will pick up on that cologne just like that.
Wait,
or perfume.
Perfume, I was going to say. I hope you're not buying cologne.
No, perfume. Well, perfume. Perfume.
I guess some women want your cologne,
well,
so you can
buy them
your cologne.
Well, okay, perfume. But I think some of the women's stuff is kind of called cologne, too.
Yeah,
but anyway, so look, buy them this. I'm not recommending that you date more than one person at a time, but be smart.
It's the 90s.
And buy them all the same perfume so nobody can smell anybody else when they come over.
Crafty. Here's a text that says, a couple people texting in reaction to your comments about your experience at the Eric Clapton concert. This texter says, I absolutely agree with you, Scoot. There was what I felt was a disconnect between Eric Clapton and his audience on Saturday night. There was no energy in the room at all. I really wanted this to be a great concert, but I left feeling disappointed. Just my humble opinion. Another texter says, Scoot, ZZ Top also doesn't talk much at all either on stage. So maybe it's just that age of performer.
Well, maybe so. But, you know, Stevie Nicks, I mean, she's in that category too, almost in that category. I mean, Stevie Nicks, you know, talks a lot. Look, I don't want a lot of talking because sometimes it gets to the point where, you know, you shut up and play a song. But Eric Clapton was so aloof and so estranged with the audience that, you know, I was disappointed. There was nothing personal there. And I guess I want to hear where they are in their life right now and how they feel about where they are in their life right now. Because that, to me, is also as important as the music, and it all relates, you know, to what we go through in our lives. And Adam Duritz last night was awesome with communicating with the audience.
Some people are also texting about surprise concerts that they've been to where they fell in love with the band right away. Somebody says, I know not everyone is a metalhead, but I saw Slayer at the Howlin' Wolf, and it was the best concert I've ever been to. Kyle Turley from the Saints got on stage and played the guitar.
Oh, cool.
LOL. I bet that was cool. Here's another that says, the band Fun surprised the heck out of it. It's Fun. It's all caps, F-U-N.
Period.
With a period. Yeah, you know about Fun. Yeah. They sing that song, tonight.
Carry on.
We are young.
Yeah. And then,
set the world on fire.
Yeah, that's
yeah, sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry to subject
that's
everybody to that, but I just wanted to sing the song. This is Fun surprised the heck out of me. I won tickets years ago from B97 to see Bob Seger. I was excited because the Pretenders opened for him. Ah. And when he got on stage, I forgot how many hits he had. That'll happen to you sometimes.
It will. And somebody called earlier and said that they went to Hall & Oates at the Smoothie King Center a few years ago, and I was at that concert, and Train was the opening act, and there were a lot of people who, you know, they really didn't realize that Train did all these songs. Oh, my God, I can't believe they did that song, because Train had hit after hit after hit.
Two more quick ones. Here's a text that says, I went to Snoop Dogg's Up in Smoke tour years ago, and I was definitely blown away. But I don't think it's the blown away you're talking about. And here's another text that says, isn't it appropriate that in 2021, the Superdome will have a blue roof?
Yeah, I guess the Superdome needs a tarp.
It's lonely. It wants to fit in.
It needs a tarp.
Like everybody else.
Well, you know, it would fit in. You know, I mean, if you got this big view of the New Orleans area, there's all these blue tarps. And so why not have a blue tarp on the dome? Yeah, I don't know if it went all the way through. It might have. I don't know the extent of the damage, but this just happened. We saw this right before we went on the air. All right, if you do want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers text line is 504-260-1870. Send us a text, and we'll give you a call. Let's go to Homa and Roy. You're on WWL. Hey, Roy.
Good afternoon, Scoot. On the garbage situation, I live in Terrebonne Parish, and for the 2 weeks after the storm, we had no garbage. The third week, the garbage trucks passed three times in 1 week, including a Sunday, and picked up garbage.
Wow.
And I can't understand why New Orleans is sticking with this contractor, because we can't be any better off on supply of drivers and helpers than the city of New Orleans. That's all over the place where there's a worker shortage.
And you know, Roy, it's not our fault that we question decisions made by the city of New Orleans. That's not our fault.
They get indignant with you if you question them.
Yeah. But it's the fault of the politicians that have been in that mayor's office, and the attitude that you get from them, and some of the deals that have been made that benefit the politician and not the citizens. So it's not our fault that we're so skeptical, and the Cantrell administration needs to work a little harder at being transparent. At least they're talking about maybe putting the bid up again and seeing who else should be in that position. But you know, this really did expose a problem that existed even before the storm.
Right. And as far as utilities, on the monopoly, having retired from a utility company that was regulated by the Public Service Commission, they are guaranteed a profit, but they try and keep it between 10 to 15% rate of return. In other words, about 12% profit. I remember NOPC days. If I was energy, I'd give it back to NOPC and say, it's your baby. Because if you think the city council can call in the manpower, I've met people from Wisconsin, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, here in Terrebonne Parish that came down to work for energy. You think NOPC in the old days could have summoned that many people to come work in Orleans Parish? They'd still be looking for helpers and without lights, without energy's backbone.
Yeah, look, I understand that. But, you know, no company, you know, in a free enterprise system, no company's guaranteed a profit. And
that's
so
true.
If you've got failing equipment, I think there should be more of a responsibility to use your profits to take care of the equipment before it fails. It may be failing, but it hasn't failed, so you know it's still there, waiting to be a problem.
Yep, got to pay dividends. Got to pay those dividends to keep the stockholders happy.
Well,
it's too expensive to duplicate everything. You can't do it.
They need
to maintain what they have. You're right.
All right, Roy, I get that. I think it's time. I think one thing we're learning out of this is that when you've got a monopoly in a free enterprise system, the monopoly has an unfair advantage in some ways, because if the monopoly operates like just a for-profit company, then, you know, they're going to maybe not serve the people the way they should, because there's nobody that you can go to if you don't like their service.
Yeah. That's why I like electric cooperatives.
All right, Roy. Hang in there, man. Glad you called the show. Thanks for listening. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers text line, 504-260-1870. Ian will call you. Hey, today's the last day of summer. I'm ready for this summer to be over. It's going to be one hot day again today. There were some people in my new apartment building, and we even have a sauna. And there were people who were going in the sauna to cool off. I mean, it has been really, really brutal. I'm Scoot on the Air. We'll be back on WFUL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, here's a warning from ZZ Top. Do not counterfeit ZZ Top Dusty Hill memorabilia. T-shirts, whatever. For example, Dusty Hill, rest in peace. You can't do that. And ZZ Top is warning you, they're going to come after you. Dusty Hill passed away late July in his sleep. I mean, that's the best way to go, I guess. In his sleep in Houston, Texas. And apparently there are some people who have, I mean, this is because they love ZZ Top and they love Dusty Hill. And so they've done some like commemorative T-shirts, like, you know, rest in peace, Dusty, things like this. Thank you, Dusty, and that sort of thing. But ZZ Top is warning you don't do that, because they're going to come after you. I have mixed emotions about this. You know, I kind of think, in a way, ZZ Top, you know, don't worry about this, guys. I mean, people are just, you know, they're paying tribute to one of your band members who just passed away. And so I can see a side of this where just let him do it. You know, I mean, thank you, Dusty. Rest in peace, Dusty. It's not like they're starving. It's not like they need the money. I mean, as long as something doesn't defame the band, then it seems like they should let this go. But, you know, I'm not ZZ Top, so they certainly have a right to maintain control over that. Also, there is a survey from the website Insurify.com. Insurify. Okay, Insurify. Ah, I got the wrong syllable. Insurify. Insurify.com says that drivers in Metairie are 25% ruder than the state average. Do you find that to be the case? Are drivers in Metairie really that rude? And what are you noticing in terms of traffic trends? Because I've started to notice something. And I mentioned it to Ian Hope before the show, and he says, you know, I'm kind of noticing the same thing. So we'll talk about that coming up. Let's go to Gentile. Justin, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hi, Stu. Thanks for letting me be part of the show.
Sure.
I'm enjoying it. I'm loving every minute of it. Since you mentioned music, have you ever gone to a concert with tickets you won from a radio show?
No. I've been in radio so long that I would get the tickets from the station. I've never won tickets. No, I've never won tickets from a radio station.
Well, let me tell you my story. I listen to classical music too, and WWNO from UNO. They play classical music.
Yeah.
Well, I'm listening to it one day, and also they're offering REM tickets to, at Lakefront Arena out of nowhere. And I called and I won them. And I saw them. It was like 2.5 hour concert. Great stuff.
Now, did you know much about REM before you went to that concert?
Oh, absolutely. I've been listening to REM since they started. But and then this was 2003. This was after Bill Berry, the drummer, had left, and I just couldn't believe, because I've seen him only twice, and I've never won tickets on a, and I've called, I remember calling WRNO all the time when I was little, waiting for tickets, and I never won. But yeah. This one I did win, and I did go and pick up the tickets, and I went to see the concert. And it was worth it. It was a lot of fun.
Cool. Awesome. Yeah. Interestingly, today, September 21st, is the day that REM announced publicly that they were breaking up.
That's right. That's right. 2011. As a matter of fact, my birthday is Friday.
Well, happy birthday a little early.
Thanks, babe. I appreciate that. And y'all have a great weekend. Enjoy this beautiful weather. Okay?
All right. Thanks a lot. Thanks, Justin.
Thanks.
Yeah, the weather's going to get a lot better. Today's the last day of summer. And, this doesn't often happen. I mean, how many times have I been on the air, and it's the first day of fall, and I say, well, it sure doesn't feel like it. Well, tomorrow it's going to feel a little bit like fall. It's going to really feel like fall Thursday and Friday. And the weekend is going to be spectacular. So, we've endured a lot. And I know, look, I know some of you are still suffering. Some of you lost so much. And I know it's a struggle for many of you. We haven't forgotten about you. But we're also celebrating the victories. And one day, it'll be your victory. But we're celebrating the victories of the people who have gotten some things back. And the things that things have kind of returned to normal for so many people. I had a couple of people last night at Counting Crows thank me for all the time that we all spent on the air here on WWL, because they were without anything. All they had was their radio. And I said, look, man, I'm glad we could be there for you. This is what we do. And I'll remind you that if you were introduced to WWL or reintroduced to WWL during storm coverage because of Ida, and we were the only source of information for you, this is what we do every day. We were broadcasting on all of the Odyssey stations. So if you were listening on B97, Magic 101.9, Bayou 95.7, we were relating storm information and relating life to you at the time. We were there with you and for you. We do that every afternoon. I mean, the roof of the Superdome catches on fire. We talk about it. Traffic jams. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, we're with you and we're here for you. And so we're relating life, every day. And in some ways, this is a rather unconventional talk show. And I'm very proud of that. And you have made it unconventional, too, because this is like the greatest audience. Look, those of you who listened to me in the past, great audiences in the past. If you're listening now, this is the best audience. And I am amazed at the younger people who are tuned into our show. So you're all welcome. And, I'm not some baby boomer on the air who is telling you how to lead your life. In fact, if you're a millennial, Gen X, or Zoomer, I've said this many times. I'm a hostile witness to the baby boomer generation. I'm very honest about my generation's shortcomings. Proud of my generation in some ways, but I'm very honest about the shortcomings of my generation. And so when it comes to many things, I'm on your side. All right, let's go to Ian Hoke, our senior studio producer, with some of your text messages.
I'll tell you how to live your life. I'll do it. I'll step up to the plate. Don't turn on your blinkers when it's raining unless your car's disabled.
Well, that's true.
Stay the hell out of the bike lane and eat your vegetables.
Yeah.
Here's a text message that says, ZZ Top at Pontchartrain Beach under the name Cold Grits. Were you there?
Do not remember that, no.
I guess ZZ Top played at Pontchartrain Beach under the name Cold Grits.
Wow, yeah.
I guess if somebody told me, they were like, hey, you want to go see Cold Grits at Pontchartrain Beach? I'd be like, well, you know, okay. I'll think about it.
I could stay home and have cold grits.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know, cold grits doesn't sound like that fire of a show. In regards to ZZ Top, here's a text message that says, not if they're selling shirts and benefiting from Dusty's image. That is for Dusty's family to decide, not some okay. opportunist selling shirts on Etsy or someplace else.
You know, that's a good point. And I guess I'm looking at the positive side of people remembering Dusty Hill and doing it for the right reason. But, you know, if somebody's making bank on Dusty Hill's death, then yes, that's a really good point. They you know, should shut that down. So, you know, I understand how people might want to do it because they're honoring Dusty Hill. But yeah, I mean, if you're making money off his death, I mean, that's pretty sleazy.
Here's a text that says, Scoot, imagine if, in order to make up for lost stock during a storm, Walmart decided to add a surcharge to your grocery bill to recoup their loss. People would flip out and shop elsewhere. Entergy can only get away with that because they're the only game in town.
That's exactly right. And that's the point that I was making during the storm. And it's a point of discussion now. I mean, everybody's talking about it, which I'm really glad that people are catching on to this idea. I don't want more government regulations when it comes to business. But there are times when government regulation is all that is needed. It's all that's possible when it comes to like controlling some things. And you know, if you're a monopoly and you don't have to serve your customers because you're a monopoly, then how does that work? That's being at an unfair advantage in the free enterprise system. Because if you're not a monopoly and you spend too much of your profits just with profits satisfying the stockholders, and you don't do enough to satisfy the customers, you're going to lose customers. So that's why it's really important that something be done to hold companies like Entergy. And look, the Louisiana Public Service Commission is part of this, and there are politicians that are part of this, and there are a lot of great investigative reporters in this city, and there should be more said about this. I mean, Entergy is talking about making some changes. We've got the story, the article on our website at WWL.com, so you can check that out. But we'll be talking about that as time goes on. But it seems like if you can't call somebody's competition because there's no competition, then you've got to have something in place that holds that entity accountable for spending enough of their profits to make sure that they're maintaining good service for the customers. It's really that simple. All right. If you want to join us with a comment, the Open Art Jewelers text line is 504-260-1870. And because of our technical difficulty with the phones, you call us with your number. Ian will call you. Now, look, Ian can call you. It's not like he's going to call you like at 2 o'clock in the morning. You know, we're not saving these numbers or anything. So, you know, feel free to text us your number, and we'll call you and get you on the air.
You don't know what I'm doing in here.
Well,
You
better not be.
Hey, Justin and Gentilly, I'm calling you at 2 in the morning for advice about drums.
All right, I'm Scoot on the air. We'll be right back on WWL. Oh, man, this was right toward the end of the concert last night, Counting Crows. It was just so good. I love that concert so much. Coming up in the next hour, I'm going to isolate a few things that I've talked about in my conversation with Adam Duritz. And he was just so opposite of Eric Clapton in terms of his relationship with the audience. And I don't like a lot of talking, but I was disappointed that Eric Clapton wasn't a little bit more open with his thoughts and things when it came to talking to the audience Saturday night at the Smoothie King Center. But last night at the Sanger, Counting Crows, really, really awesome. You know, there was one point where I thought maybe a mosh pit is going to break out here because, you know, these were people who were coming of age when mosh pits and the Counting Crows and that alt grunge sound was really popular. And, you know, I liked the Counting Crows before I saw them, but after talking to Adam and then after going to the concert last night, I've become a huge fan. Let's go to senior studio producer Ian Hoke with a couple of your text messages.
I just saw a picture of the Superdome. I'll email it to you. It's a photo of the Superdome today from the expressway,
and our billboard.
Oh, I saw that picture.
It's between the Super Bowl.
I know. It's like, so it's a, like everybody's looking. Our billboard is up there, and
that
everybody's
is so
looking.
Funny.
Everybody's looking at the fire, and our billboard's right there.
Yeah, we just placed a placement for one of these digital billboards. So it says, when it matters most, WWL AM 870 and 105. And then, you know,
yeah.
Just a block and a half behind that, the fire's coming off the Superdome.
That could not have been timed better.
Here's a text that says, we were talking about Walmart and how come Walmart doesn't raise their prices when there's a hurricane, but Entergy has to pass the costs on to the customer. The text says, Walmart does recoup their costs when they have a loss. If that weren't the case, prices would never rise.
Well, you know, there's a lot that, look, this is a whole economics discussion.
Macroeconomics.
Yeah,
this is
like
show.
Serious okay. discussion.
All right.
And I'm not saying we can't get into this one day, but prices will go up. I mean, look, I'm all for maximizing profits. But the point is if Walmart, for example, doesn't do a great job of servicing its customers, then people stop going to Walmart. When it comes to energy, you don't have that option. And to some degree, I know there are alternatives to Cox, but for a lot of people, they're not. I mean, I've wanted to get other things, but I can't get Spectrum. I can't get certain services that I thought would be possibly good and less expensive. So in some ways, Cox is even a semi-monopoly. But when it comes to energy, again, why let somebody run profits up and not worry about serving customers? And I know that they have to serve customers, but a lot... I told you, I've said this many times, the new building that I moved into at West End... There are two power lines that are, I mean, they're at a serious angle. I thought they would be down during the storm, but they're not. But instead of, you know, going and fixing those things, they're just going to keep it there until it falls down. But at some point, it's going to fall down, and I'll be without power.
Here's a text that says, you must not check prices at all stores. I'm not sure if they meant not or now, but I think the point is they want you to check prices at all stores because size and quantity have gone down, but the prices went up 10 to 20%.
Well, I see that.
Yeah, that's,
for example, mm-hmm. something as simple as the Dawn dishwasher soap.
Yep.
The Dawn soap comes in the same size bottle, but it's not filled as much to the top.
Mm-hmm.
So they're putting less product in the container.
Yeah. So in that way, they are passing that price onto the that price increase onto the consumer if because of
yeah.
in the pandemic because demand is down because the hotels aren't full or the restaurants aren't full so people are ordering less dish soap or because gas prices have gone up and now it's more expensive to ship soap from one end of the country to the other or whatever reason the way that they're kind of passing the cost on to the consumer is by tricking us into spending the same amount of money for less product.
Right. No, I mean, I see that every day. So, I mean, I'm the one who goes to the store. I mean, I'm single. I live alone. And so I go to the store for me. So I see all those prices and the quantities all the time. But again, you know, it comes back to a monopoly. When if I don't like what I'm getting from Dawn, the soap suds, the dishwashing soap, then I can buy another one. Now, if they all do it, well, then I'm kind of stuck. But there are more alternatives than there are when it comes to a monopoly. When there's no alternative and you're making profits, I don't know. I think there needs to be some more accountability.
Here's a text that says, Scoot, can you do a report? Scoot on the air on top of the roof of the Superdome and what it takes to get to the top of the dome.
Wow. I don't think they would want me up there. I don't think they would let me up there.
I bet they would.
I doubt it.
We know
seriously.
All kinds of important people at the
well,
Superdome.
We
could very easily ask them, hey, could you, you know, get a building engineer or one of the people who knows about this sort of thing and take us up to the roof and we can do a quick hit, a scoot on the air. I bet we could put that together.
Well, I mean, we might be able to, but what am I going to discover up there? Like the North Pole?
Here are some leaves that have blown
yeah,
up
I mean,
to the gutter.
I mean, what's going to be there? I mean, it would be an interesting view for me because I'm there. But everybody's seen overall views of the dome.
You could. Here's what you do. You say you start your live video.
Yeah.
You know, and don't do the 90 seconds where you're just staring wistfully into the camera.
Oh yeah.
Sorry, I couldn't help myself.
That's all right.
start live and then walk through the complex, go up the stairs, through the hatch or the elevator, whatever, the journey to the top of the dome would be interesting in and of itself. Even and I don't think they're going to walk you up to the very tippy top. You know, they'd probably walk you up to where the fire was, sort of around.
I don't know. See this as, look, it's not that I wouldn't do it. I mean, I would. I just see this as being very complicated, and I don't think it's something that the dome would be that interested in me doing. But if they were, I would do it. It's not like I'm afraid.
Did you ever, I don't know if this might have been before you came back, but there was an opportunity that came down the pike for me a couple of years ago. Yeah, this would have been, I think, 2008 or 9. So right at the beginning of the modern Scoot era, where the Blue Angels reached out. No, it wasn't the Blue Angels. It was another one, somebody from the Naval Base in Belchase, that said, does anybody at WWL want to go up in a jet?
Oh, yeah. Well, they do that all the time. So yeah, it's the Blue Angels.
Yeah, that was the Blue Angels.
That's the Blue Angels, yeah.
I did that, and that was pretty fun.
Yeah.
I mean, while I was doing it, I felt very poorly right after. But, yeah, you know, they came here and they said, who from the local media wants to go and do a hit from the inside of the stunt plane? I did it.
Yeah, I almost had a chance to do that in San Diego, but somebody else jumped in the spot. But, yeah, that's a regular thing. They'll take you up and
would you do that now if they came calling today? Would you say
I would. Yeah. I think I'd feel pretty sick at the end. There's a great story. I know we have to get to a break here.
We do.
There's a great story about Tom Cruise was acting all cocky when he was on the Miramar base, Navy base in San Diego for the filming of Top Gun. Uh-huh. He was acting all cocky and everything. And so the pilots got together and they decided that whoever takes Tom Cruise up, we're going to ring him out.
Good.
And they rung him out.
Cool.
I mean, they put him through stuff. See, it's one thing if you're flying. It's another thing if you're sitting there just riding along because the tendency of getting nauseous is a lot greater if you're not in control of the plane.
Interesting.
And if you're just riding along. So, they rung him out. They taught him a lesson.
Gross.
All right. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers text line, 504-260-1870. Hey, just send us your phone number and we'll pass it on to a number of people here in the building. Try to use it to do some personal tracking of you. No, we're not going to use your number for anything. But anyway, that's what you have to do now to get it on the show because we're having a problem with the phones here. Send your number, name to Ian, and I'll give you a call. On this day, September 21st, 1974, this was the number one song in America. And to this day, I love it. This is one of those songs I never get tired of hearing. It's one of those songs that I hear and, you know, there's some song, oh, not that song again. No, I never feel that way about this song. There's something really special about this song and Barry White. I'm Scoot on the air. We're coming back on WWL. All right, coming up in the next hour, let's talk a little bit about rude drivers. Because according to this website, Insurify.com, they compared drivers all over the state. And Metairie drivers are 25% ruder than the average around the state. We'll try to find out a little bit more about this. And we'll talk about what rude drivers are doing. What makes a driver a rude driver? And are you seeing any new trends? I'm starting to see something that is potentially very, very dangerous. And I mentioned it to Ian, and he said he's noticing the same thing. We'll talk about that when we come back. Also, some comments about the Counting Crows concert last night at the Sanger. I'm Scoot on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.